The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Fabrizi, Chief Executive Officer of Blue Star Capital, BLU is ticker there. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about your news release today and final results. And the news release today, doing very well. Stock is up quite a bit, double digits. And let's have a look where we are at the moment. Up 36%, I'm showing. So it's obviously welcome news. Before we get into the news, Tony, for people maybe not that familiar with Blue Star Capital, can you explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, Blue Star is an investing company with two main areas. One is blockchain and DeFi finance, where obviously Satoshi Pay and Pendulum is our main investment. And then we have a esports investment portfolio, of which Dynasty is our largest and very exciting business. So we have 90% of our portfolio in those two companies.
Yeah, okay. And you recently announced, like I said, your results for the year ended the 30th of September. Give us some highlights from that, if you could, Tony.
Yeah, the key things that we announced were a review of the esports portfolio, where we actually provided against four of the original investments, but we now have four companies that we, you know, all have good value in them. So I'll talk about Dynasty later, but Guild is a quoted AIM company, which we invested in at launch. But interesting, we've got Googly and Padia, which are two smaller esports investments, both doing very, very well at the moment. So not significant in terms of NAV for us at this time, but I do think they have significant value. So we're quite excited by that portfolio. We've stated recently in a strategic review that we intend to run the business now, if we can, without raising any additional equity. What there was a point many years ago when we did raise quite a bit of equity. Our plan now is to realize non-core investments to manage the business. And the other major item we mentioned in the results was that we are planning this year to establish values for our two main investments, which are more realistic in terms of what the market will pay for them. So we're not saying we're going to sell them, but we do want to establish real values for them, because Satoshi Pay, for instance, has not been revalued since 2019. Mm. And an awful lot has happened with that company. So those are the main takeaways from the results.
Yeah, well, talking about that, and you know, I did like reading this RNS today, because it's a nice departure, a refreshing change from the boring sort of figures you get from normal companies. When you ever read some of BlockFi, it's almost like reading a snapshot of a sci-fi novel. And so take us through. So it's basically a release announcement relating to Satoshi Pay regarding the launch of Spacewalk by Pendulum. It's a blockchain bridge connecting the Stellar and Polkadot networks. Can you explain this and why it's important to Pendulum, please, Tony?
Well, I'll do my best. Just to recap for people who perhaps don't know the story. So Satoshi Pay has incubated Pendulum from the very beginning. So that was 18 months ago. It's built it, and Pendulum, as well as announcing the Spacewalk launch, actually started trading yesterday, which is very exciting for everyone involved. So the actual main announcement today is regarding Spacewalk, which, as you said, is meant to be a bridge that supports the seamless transfer of stable assets between two main ecosystems, which is Stellar and Polkadot. These are two of the biggest networks out there. Eventually, the plan is that Spacewalk will be integrated into most blockchains. So the idea is that this is going to allow foreign exchange transactions that happen on blockchain. That's a $6 trillion traded market daily. So it's an absolutely, you know, major market, and that's why people are very excited by the potential for Pendulum, because if it can be part of that solution using blockchain to get into that market, then obviously it's a very significant opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a big chunk of that, do you, to make a big difference, really? Because, so, you know, like I said, it's huge amounts of money traded, you know, across FX and all that stuff. So, you announced that the PEN token also started trading yesterday. Can you, make any comments on how you expected a trade? I mean, it's hard in these markets, quite volatile, but what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very obviously volatile market, as you said. I mean, Pendulum did a first private raise about 9 months ago and raised money at 0.125 cents at a 25 million valuation. It started trading yesterday above 0.25. It's come off a bit since then, trading about 0.19 now. So decent premium to the first private sale. I think there's an awful lot going to happen in Pendulum over the next sort of 6 months. So, you know, I'm pretty sure the price could perform very well from here. So, yeah, it's a good start. I know the team behind Pendulum are very optimistic. It will perform very well.
Yeah. One of your other big investments is in Dynasty. Is there anything you can say about the progress there, Tony?
Yeah, in the results we mentioned that they've gone live in soft launches in India with Googly, which is one of our investments. They're also going live in Australia. So, you know, they've done very well. They're currently in our raised money on a 50 million valuation just over a year ago. So we're in at a very low valuation. So we've invested less than a million and it's currently trading valued at about six. So we were very happy with that. And yeah, the management team are very optimistic. There was talk about a potential IPO. But the markets obviously haven't been great in the last sort of 6-9 months, so that's sort of on hold. But I do know that they're planning on making good progress this year. So we're again pretty optimistic. Some news will be coming there.
Yeah, it's been a hard market generally globally. We've gone from if you go back even 20 years, we've gone from a great financial crash, then we've gone to a big rally, and then COVID hit and all that stuff and lockdown. And now we've gone through a mini sort of banking crisis. So and inflation as well. It's been so volatile, but hopefully the markets over the next 6-12 months will get back to some stability and we'll see some more IPOs happening, because I was watching on CNBC yesterday, actually, how many IPOs have been cancelled due to the volatility, but they are expected to resume. Always looking forward. So if you could then, Tony, three reasons, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Blue Star Capital to their watch list, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're significantly undervalued, even at today's obviously good rise today. I still think there's a lot of value in Blue Star. I think in this market where you're looking for, as you say, stocks that have some defensive capabilities, I think Blue Star's a very well positioned to do that. The team is very motivated. We've took pay cuts in the last 12 months, and on the upside, we've been granted warrants, but they're at 0.35 and 0.45. So again, even on today's increase, we're still 50% below the sort of top end of what we need to get to on the warrants. So management's very, very determined to make sure we do everything we can to get the value there.
And
finally, we are going to make a major effort this year to create a realistic value for our two main investments. And I think everyone, that's the key, because at the moment people are guessing, and we believe there's a lot of value there, much more value than perhaps people have realised.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Tony, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on. So hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Justin. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.